Hi, friends, and welcome to another week of prayer. This week, we are continuing our Advent series, and we are going to be praying with joy.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
To get in the mood, I would invite you to sing with me now a little carol known as Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and I and hopefully you will sing. So clearly, I am not the best singer. Not terrible, but also not exceptional. But it was fun. For me, you may have just felt awkward on your end going, oh, okay, Rachel, we're doing this. All right, maybe not. But I think that's a little bit how joy is. It doesn't come to us in a neat little package. It doesn't come perfectly tuned, perfect pitch. It comes to us as we are, and we can learn to receive it in our real world, even when we're singing a little flat, metaphorically, in life. I was talking with a loved one recently and sharing, this person knows all about everything in my life, and so they know when things are hard, and the friend was, or the family member, was just wishing me peace for this season, hoping that I would have peace. And I told them, I said, you know, I actually do have a lot of peace, which subtext, I also have a lot of joy. And there are things right now that are painful in this holiday season and difficult and trying and exhausting and all those things. But there is this place deep in me where I have peace and joy, you know, those things that are called the fruit of the Spirit. And there's pain too. Things are all out of tune, off key. But I can still sing. I can still find joy in every day. And so I hope in this Christmas season, in this Advent season, as our hearts turn toward joy, that regardless of what you may be facing in your life, that you will be able to sink right down into the core of your being, that place where God is a part of you, where there is infinite joy available at all times, and that you will be able to sing, and that you will know the song doesn't have to be perfect, but it's your song, and it's your joy, and it's your experience of life that is bringing you joy, that you are choosing to find joy within. And so that's what we're going to pray with today, is finding joy, experiencing joy, sinking into joy, believing that joy is within you, that infinite joy is within you. So, go ahead. Get comfortable. If you need to pump your arms to get some joyful energy, go for it. If you need to do a little dance to find some joyful energy, go for it. If you need to sit down and cry today in order to find some joyful energy, go for it. Because joy, like every other experience of life, is on a spectrum. it doesn't always feel the same way. And so I trust that today our great God will come to you in the way that you most need to experience joy in this holiday season. So go ahead, get comfortable, and when you're ready, we'll begin. I want you to go ahead and come into your breath today. And as you breathe, you might let the carol "Joy to the World" play in your head. There's a portion that says, "And wonders of his love." As you pray today, can you connect with the wonder of God's great love for you? That our great God has loved you into existence. At the very core of your being, at the center of you, is the image of the infinite God. And God is the source of all joy. And so there's a bit of infinite joy inside of you. Can you receive that today? Can you breathe into that today? As you continue to breathe, centering yourself in God's love, I want to read to you from Luke 2. And as I read this, I want to encourage you to build a sensory experience of the passage. As you hear the words, imagine what it would be like to be there. What would you see? What would you feel? What would you hear? What would you taste? What would you touch? And after you've composed that scene, to the degree that you are able, enter the scene. Become a part of it. And allow it to unfold as the Holy Spirit gives you your prayer. Luke 2. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. For the next 5 minutes, my voice will fade. Allow your prayer to unfold.
Thank you.
And as you feel ready, I would invite you to come back into your breath. Allowing yourself to become fully present to this moment. And as you continue to breathe, you may choose to share with Jesus what rose in your prayer. You may talk to our great God about how you found yourself in the story, or the feelings you experienced in your prayer, the busyness of your mind, or the feeling of wondering where God is in all of this. You can share your experience and your truth with our great God. As we come to the close of our prayer, I would invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you drop an anchor into the joy that is in you. Something that will tether you no matter what comes this holiday season. And as that anchor drops, allow the joy to the degree that you are able to fill your heart and your body and your mind. And breathing in the fullness of the joy that is in you, you may offer your amen. Amen. Friends, that is my hope for you this holiday season, that there will be an anchor dropped in your soul, connecting you to joy. And there are going to be times in this Christmas, Advent, holiday season where it is so easy to feel the joy. And there are going to be some trying moments. And so try anchoring in those moments when you are feeling less than connected to joy. Picture that anchor in your soul and find it. Go to it. Let it strengthen and sustain you, because what does Scripture tell us? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so may you move with great joy in this holiday season. I love you, friends. I trust you are loving one another well, and I look forward to praying with you again soon.